Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga, Brantford, and Potter Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, we are getting into the spring here, and that means everyone start thinking about the budget. And some of the budget proposals this year, particularly the one put forth by the governor, include some pretty hefty revenue features that could be of real concern to Pennsylvania taxpayers. What are some of the details?
Yes, the big question for Pennsylvania taxpayers this budget season seems to be how their pocketbooks will be affected by the tax increases as proposed under the Governor Tom Wolf's tax shift plan. Under the governor's recent budget proposal, he shifts increases in taxes to the personal income tax, which would increase by 21%, and the state sales tax would increase by 10%. The state sales tax would also be expanded to apply to a variety of products and services not heretofore currently taxed. And essentially taxes items from cradle to grave, including diapers, newspapers, over-the-counter medications, as well as daycare services and nursing home care, just to name a few of the dozens of items that are newly taxed if his budget proposal isn't enacted. Again, if fully implemented, the governor's plan would raise about $8 billion in new taxes by 2016-17. But put only about $3.6 billion toward property tax relief. And there is, as I understand it, nothing in his proposal that prevents or guards future tax increases. So we're very concerned about this. We have determined that only about 100 or so school districts are going to be benefiting from this versus paying more in sales and income taxes. So if taxpayers are interested in going to what we've developed on a website that can determine how their district and taxpayers might fare, they can go to a website, www.taxpayersthatpay.com.
Also, the House acted this week on some legislation that could make it easier to get influenza inoculations in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Yes, we approved legislation that would increase access to influenza immunizations by allowing pharmacists to provide the immunizations to children ages 9 and older who have parental permission. We have not done this before, and if it passes in the Senate, it'll be the first time that this now will be provided in Pennsylvania. And this is a recommendation that comes from the Center for Disease Control. The legislation would also help active duty members of the military, veterans, and their dependents under TRICARE, the military's health care plan. All immunizations administered by a pharmacist are covered without a copayment. This means children of military personnel would be able to get flu shots free of charge in Pennsylvania. Again, the bill now goes to the Senate for consideration.
Also, the House Insurance Committee was busy, and they acted to reauthorize an important health care program for children. What are some of the details on this?
The House Insurance Committee voted this week in favor of legislation which would extend the CHIP program, the Children's Health Insurance Program, for two additional years. CHIP has provided health insurance to children for nearly 25 years here in Pennsylvania, serving thousands of Pennsylvania children who otherwise would have gone without coverage. Pennsylvania really was in the forefront of creating this piece of legislation that the federal government now has been emulating, and we are glad that that was extended for a couple of more years. Currently, more than 150,000 children across Pennsylvania are enrolled in CHIP.
Also, an important program that helps out folks with their heating bills, and of course, even though it's warm, the heating bills are still coming in, has been extended. What's the details on this?
Yes, homeowners struggling to pay home heating bills will now have until May 1st to apply for financial help through the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, known as LIHEAP. This is a very important program, so it's not too late now. You have another couple of weeks to apply for this. If individuals qualify and have not done so earlier, they can either come to my offices in Troy or Wellsboro, or they can go directly to the assistance office.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.